evening, good evening, good evening, Baltimore and the surrounding areas. Welcome to Man in the Mirror. I'm your host, Hezekiah Montgomery, with our fantastical co-host, Nichelle Johnson. Welcome back to the show, Nichelle.
Thank you, Hezekiah. Glad to be back in the house.
Amen, amen, amen. And I'm truly excited about the show. Do you believe it? It is our end of the year show. Last year we did it on the 30th. Tonight we're doing it on the 29th. It's the end of the year, and we're having our final show for the year. I'm excited because God has been good throughout this year, and we are all here just to share your experience, our experience, their experience, everybody's experience about God's blessing throughout this year. And as always, before we get started, you can press the number one on your phone if you have any questions or comments, or just, you know, tell us about how good God has been to you this year. And with that said, I'm actually going to start us off in prayer so we can always, you know, do things decent and in order. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we just bow down as humble servants. Lord, thank you, Lord, for lying down last night. Lord, thank you, Lord, for uprising to a day we've never seen before, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for loving us, Lord, for helping us go throughout this year, these 365, 362, 360 whatever days, Lord, that you have allowed us on this earth, Lord, on this planet, Lord, to give us breath and just to go through, Lord, as, Lord, bless those who are coming on tonight, Lord, bless those who have been listening, Lord, bless them, Lord, because we are here just to serve you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Man in the Mirror and the ministry of Man in the Mirror. Continue to bless those who, again, are coming on. Prepare our minds and hearts for the new year 2018 that's coming in, Lord. Bless our families that represent online, Lord, and we will never fail to give you all glory, honor, and praise, Lord. We will ask all these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. So are you ready, Nichelle, for the new year? Are you ready? Tell us what's going on with you right now as 2018 is about to come in.
Oh, I'm blessed as always, and that's what you're going to hear every year. It's never going to change. I'm always going to be blessed as the new year is coming in and as the old year is going out, because that's just how God and me go. He blesses me coming in and going out. That's in the Word. I'm blessed coming in and going out, and that includes the new year. So I'm blessed. That's my answer. I'm sticking to it.
That's your answer. That's your answer, and you sticking to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good answer. I like that. I'm truly excited because you know, you said you're blessed coming in, you're blessed going out, you're blessed going out, and you're blessed coming in. And I'm truly, you know, truly thank the Lord for the seasons that He has given us. And I'm going to start to show off with one of my favorite scriptures, as we're, you know, as you continue to post, tell people come on in. To anybody online, tell them come on. But one of my favorite scriptures is Ecclesiastes chapter 3, because, you know, that tells us what's going on in our lives as we see things come in. And that's the one about the seasons. So as I'm flipping through, I'm not going to do the digital version. I am doing the standard version in the Bible. And I'm just going to read Ecclesiastes chapter 3, you know, the first part of it, because it tells us there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. So that is telling us, Nichelle, that everything that we go through, we've had some deaths in our lives this year. We had some births in our lives this year. We've had, you know, I like that, a time to be born and a time to die. Because we're not, he has promised us that we're not going to be here forever. And also we find out that there are some births, you know, people, you know, babies are born every day. So we know, you know, in the year 2017, we've had thousands of births throughout the year, you know. A time to kill and a time to heal, a time to weep and a time to laugh. So throughout our lives, as we go through our season, there is going to be a time for everything that we go through. And God just wants us to know that all in the Bible speaks on everything that we go through. We, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. Many times we think, well, this is the first time. No, this is not the first time, because the Bible says there is nothing new under the sun. And we have to remember that, you know, whatever's going on right now, God already knew about it. You know, as we're closing this year out, getting ready for a new year, you know, I pray that everyone, you know, is getting ready. Everyone will be in church on New Year's Eve. We pray that you will be out there, you know, on your knees when a new year comes in. I just thank God, you know, I just thank God for this year, because we have had, you know, I put some of the people that we've had on the show in our event page. So when people come on, I want them to say, you know, if anyone goes to the event page, do you remember anybody or remember any of our guests that we've had on? You know, since it's just you and I right now, Nichelle, tell us some of the guests that you, you know, remember that and that you that left an imprint on you for this year. Hello? Okay. She must be somewhere
around. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now. I can hear you now.
I feel like the ex-Verizon man. What is he, Sprint now? I feel like him. So what I was saying was, you were supposed to laugh at that, by the way. But what I was saying was,
ha!
that definitely Juana, and I'm trying to make sure I remember her name, because I think she is in the page. You have her posted, so you know who I'm talking about. But it was the pastor, the one that had been stuck in the hurricane weather. Was it Irma?
Oh, yes.
You know
yes,
who I'm
yes,
talking
yes,
about.
Yes, yes.
But no, we're not gonna just say that. I'm gonna get
Victoria
her.
Michaels. Doctor Victoria, Doctor
okay.
Victoria Michaels.
Yes, Doctor Victoria. So Doctor Victoria, she made a big impact on me, and just so everyone knows, I am bad with names sometimes. I remember faces more and I remember things more. But the thing that she said is about covering your children and how her parents covered her. Her father prayed over her so very much. It was humorous how she brought it out, but it made an impact in how much I need to be on my knees and really praying for my children and everything that they're going to experience from the time they're babies, and just praying that they remain helpful and remain healthy and, you know, don't have to suffer things all the way through to they're grown and they have their own families, but still covering them in prayer. And so that made a big impact on me. But her testimony was along the lines of, you know, she got in college, and as all of us do in college, we sometimes, you know, stray a little bit from the good path. We may, you know, start having fun and, you know, get into things maybe we shouldn't be involved in, or, you know, that are not the best choice for us. But she said her father was praying for her so much that she had done a couple of things that she, you know, maybe shouldn't have done. And she said basically she woke up out of a dream. Her father was praying so much. She's praying for her in her dream, and it shot her
awake.
And she got herself together. And this was as, you know, a young lady in college, away from home. I believe she was saying she was all the way in New York, if I'm not mistaken. But that was a big testimony for me. I loved, you know, hearing that and how she just really brought home the point of cover your children. And we know it's right and we know it's true, because you can just take a look at what's going on in the world today, how everything, you know, we're in Baltimore, Maryland. We're 300 plus, you know, murders. A lot of them are young men, young people. So we just need to cover our young people. We need to be in constant prayer for them, because we don't even know the dangers that they're coming up against, or the things that they might touch their hand to that could have a lasting effect on them, or could harm them or hurt their growth, their life. We just don't know what might happen. So it is certainly important to just really keep your children covered in prayer on a constant basis, and don't try to preach to them per se. Show them by example and make yourself available to talk to them. Those are all the things that I learned from her. I loved when she came, and I hope that we are able to have her back, definitely.
Oh, most definitely we're going to reach out to her, because, yeah, she was a prime example of, like you say, covering, because her father covered her in his prayers. It's almost like even though you are thousands and thousands of miles away, you can still put that cover over them. It's like you're taking, you know, you're tucking them away in bed at night. I mean, if you don't think about that, as long as you cover your children, cover your family in prayer, you know, the word says the prayers of the righteous avail as much. And her father continued in prayer, even though, you know, she was doing her thing. You know, we always want to, you know, we think we grown, we go off and go do our thing. Because she said she wanted to model, she wanted to, you know, saw her, you know, clothing line and stuff like that. But it was so many things that she wanted to do. But God had other plans.
Amen.
God had other plans for her. So, and the word always say, you know, we may have our plans, but God has, you know, God always has a different plan. We try to do what we want to do, but God will always have another plan for our life, because, you know, we have this idea, this grandiose idea of what we want to do. But God, you know, He orders our steps. So when he orders your steps, and we're going to have a show about that, because that just came to me. When he orders your steps, what are you to do? Are you going to continue doing what you want to do? Or, you know, it's like, you know, when you got that child, you got all your children lined up. How school teachers used to line the kids up. One get out of line, you know, you just nudge them a little bit back in line. Another one get out of line. You just keep going up and down, nudging them back in line. And that's how God does with us. He orders our steps. You know, he knows what we're going to go. He knows when we're going to stray, because he knows we got, you know, big heads. We think we know what we're doing. I'm grown. I can go do this. Okay, go ahead. But sooner or later, what does he do? He puts us right back where we need to be. Because, our parents, they say preacher's kids are sometimes the worst. But sooner or later, you get back in line, because you have no choice. Because once you're covered in those prayers, once your parents are praying for you, God has nothing to do but to put you back you know, let you go astray, like the prodigal son. I like to use that example. You know, he was grown, so he didn't want to go off, take all his money and go do what he wanted to do. And that's what he did. As your dad, can I have my share of the inheritance? His father gave it to him. You know, he went off, squandered it, ended up poor, P-O, not P-O-O-R, po. He was so po that, you know, he had to go, he couldn't, his friends, once the money ran out, the friends run out. People don't think about that. Once the money runs out, the friends run out. They're your friends once you got money. But once the money runs out, that's it. So he was, you know, working for a farmer, feeding the whole pigs and the hogs. And at one point, the pigs' food got kind of good to him. He said, what? Okay. So he said, well, you know, I shouldn't be doing this. Let me go back, and I'll just be a servant for my father. But his father welcomed, you know, his father didn't want, you know, his father didn't want, his father didn't want that. He basically wanted him to come in and be good. He wanted him to come in and do what he is supposed to do for his son. And that's what a good father does. He does what he's supposed to do. And that's like us. God uses this to actually keep us in line. He'll let us go. But he's not too far away that he can say, okay, you're welcome back. Come back and be the son I need you to be. But, you know, you're listening live with Man and Mary with your host, Hezekiah L. Montgomery, and co-host Michelle Johnson. We are having our New Year show. You know, you can call in at 917-889-2271 or log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/man-in-the-mirror. So, and Michelle was just talking about a young lady that we had on, Dr. Victoria Michaels. She was here, you know, sometime during the summer. And I'm going to bring one. Let me look at the pictures because I know I'm not going to remember them all. But let me look at the pictures because I know I'm not going to remember them all. But we had our pastor on there, Pastor Erica Stanley. She had a dynamite testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And she was one I remember that when she talked, she don't realize she talked for 35 minutes straight, basically, 30, 35 minutes straight, and didn't even know it until Michelle had to reel her on back in so we can, you know, take that break. But that's okay because we all have a testimony. That's why I say real people, real stories, real overcomers, because mm-hmm. everybody has a story. You know, you look at people now, and that's the thing. You look at, you know, people now, actors, actresses, rich folks. You know, we look at them now and say, okay, this is where they're at now. But you don't know how they got to that point. You know, you never know how people got to where they are as of now. But, you know, you got to realize we all have a story. We all have a story. The noun is just the after fact. But the story is, how did you get to where you are? You know, Bill Gates, you know, wasn't born rich. He got to where he is by working hard. You know, many actors had to struggle. They say Tyler Perry had to struggle. One of my favorite funny men, Steve Harvey, he had his struggles. So everybody mm-hmm. had a struggle to get to where they're at. So that's why I like our mantra, real people, real stories, real overcomes, because you didn't let that story, you didn't let that past affect your future. Because many people can give up. Many people can say, oh, I'm just tired, I can't do this. Many people do give up. But, you know, we're here to tell you that we don't want you to give up. You know, this is our New Year show. When 12 a.m. 2000 and January 1st at 12 a.m. come in for 2018, we can't go back and try to fix anything in 2017. when we come back, we're going to say, you know what? I'm going to do better. I'm going to do better in 2018. And then, you know, pray fast. Our pastor, you know, one thing I love about the pastor, she said, we got to get back into fasting. Fasting and praying is one thing that we all need to do because it's what the Bible says. And you can open up the gates of heaven when you are talking to God. He sees how earnest in prayer you are, how you're fasting, how you know, we all, look, some of us can, you know, don't lose a few pounds here and there. You know, I'm just talking about me. You know, some of us can lose a few pounds here and there in 2018. I wish I could leave them in 2017, but it ain't going to be that easy. But, you know, we can spare a few pounds. That's all I was trying to say for 2018 because he wants us to come to him. We want to be able to help everybody in 2018. We're going to be working on our programming. We're gonna have some bigger and better things. We got a jingle that's, you know, hint, hint, hint. We got a jingle that we're gonna be working on, you know, just to have something different, something new. Because each year, you know, we wanna bring something different. We wanna bring something new. But, you know, again, I just thank all our guests that we've had, you know, I thank all the guests that we've had on Man in America because each of them had a story. Each of them brought something new. Each of them brought something fresh to a man in the mirror. And I commend them for that because, you know, that was only God using them to tell their story on Man in the Mirror. You know, some people, you know, I've heard somebody say, and I've actually had one person a couple of years ago, yeah, well, time flies when you're having fun. Like a year ago or so, a year and a half ago, one person said, you know, when she started her show, that the first show, the guest canceled a few minutes before the show. So, again, everything ain't for everybody. But I've had that happen to me one time, but I'm the type of person, the show must go on. So we did a show that night. It wasn't what it's supposed to be. I always tell people it was the way God wanted to be. Is it easy? No. But again, you know, we have to be ready for the unexpected because, and you know, when you're doing a live shows, when you're doing anything like this or, you know, live, you never know what's going to happen. You have to be ready for the unexpected. And I think we did good that night because I just had to twist, turn, and turn around, you know, to get things back in order. Yeah, but again, 2018 is around the corner. 2 days left. Today is the 29th, tomorrow is the 30th, and Sunday is the 31st. We only have 2 days left in 2018, and I'm excited because I'm ready for, you know, I'm the type of person to start cleaning up, start preparing, you know, so we can go into the new year right and see what God has planned for us for the next new and upcoming year. So, Michelle, as we get ready, yeah. we got a few minutes before break. Do you have any more questions or comments?
I actually wanted to say about Erica Stanley, Pastor Erica. She, one of the things that I really love that she was talking about is, of course, her past, which you were just talking about how that is your story and it makes you into the person that you are today. But it's beautiful for us to be able to look back at what you made it through because that's really where the testimony is. But one of the things that I love about her story, and I remind the listening audience, some of the shows that we'll probably mention tonight, you can definitely go back through our catalog and, you know, pull them up and listen to them because you'll hear us mentioning some of these great stories and great guests that we have had this year. And so, of course, you'll want to look them up and maybe hear some of the messages. So I encourage you to do that. But Pastor Erica, one of the things she was talking about is how her story prepared her for the type of people that God was calling her to help. And that made me, you know, really understand and realize that we have specific calls on our life. And we actually had another guest that was talking about some things she had gone through too. And I know you'll remind me of that guest name as well. I'm trying to remember all the guest names. But I remember, it's like I remember their stories even more than their name per se. But I remember the testimony. I remember the stories. But she was talking about how, you know, bout with homelessness, having, you know, a marriage that didn't work out. Like all the things, being a single mom, even though, you know, her son's dad was there, but she was had him with her and she was a single mom for some of the time. All the things that she went through, and even some of what we like to call church hurt and some things that went on with her, she has quite a story, and that's one of the reasons why she wasn't even really able to, you know, go that deep in that half an hour that she was speaking. And then, you know, after that, she talked a little more, but still that's not even her whole story. I've been blessed to have known her for years and have heard her testimony. And I know that she is, one, she is really truthful about her past and the things that, you know, have happened with her and how they really have blessed her with those people that she ministers to now. And she has a great call on her life to minister to the homeless, to those who are having, you know, social issues and different things going on that need housing, single parents, even husband and wives ministry, which she jokes about because she's not married at this time, but God called her to minister to husband and wives and things like that. So, I mean, she's really been blessed in the way that God has used her past to give her a great testimony to be able to minister to others. And she definitely has, you know, that gift to be able to do that and to be able to really share your experience and understand your experience and minister you from that place. And so that's an awesome testimony for her, and also an awesome ministry that she has created being involved in the community and helping the community, helping those struggling parents, helping those homeless citizens, helping those kind of people. And so, you know, we just need to remember that the greater lesson, like I was saying earlier, out of that testimony is that a lot of us have specific calls on our life. And some of the specific calls in our life have to do with our past. And so those are things that we need to be able to get past. We need to be able to overcome and become these overcomers, these conquerors of the things that have occurred in our past, so that we have that testimony that we can give to someone else. We have that experience and we have that empathy and that certain gift that God has given us to be able to share with others.
Amen, amen, amen. And I think her name was Miss Michelle Woodland. Did that ring a bell?
You're probably right. I'm so bad with names, but I remember that.
And she
that
does comedy, motivational.
Was this the one?
And you said
the testimony was dealing with her daughter and how someone had to come from the outside and minister to her daughter, even though she knew God. Well, at the time she didn't know God, but even once she came to know God, her daughter struggled, and someone had to minister to her daughter from, you know, from the ministry. It didn't come from her, and that's one of the things too when we're there. I love the testimonies that we've had this year that have centered around community and family and being able to, you know, to really use our gifts to minister to people. Like, you know, I may be here, you may be here, we have kids, but God may use you to minister to my kids and me to minister to yours. It may not be that we ourselves can minister to our children in a way that they accept and understand. So those are some of the great things, the great stories that we have heard this year. And so I've been blessed by our guests this year, definitely.
And I've truly been blessed as well. Okay, nope, we're going to take our break. We're at the half-hour mark. A few notes from our supporters. Music Instruction for Learners, Inc., where music knows no age. If you are interested in music instruction, such as piano lessons or instrumental lessons, please contact us at 443-574-5491 to set an appointment to talk to our instructors. And please visit us on our new and improved website at www.mufileinc.org. Another sponsor is Curvy Boss Project. Curvy Boss Project was created to empower, inspire, and motivate and change the lives of four-figured women. Curvy chicks are boss chicks, too, not to mention beautiful, intelligent, and talented. Please check them out on their first Facebook page at Curvy Boss Project. We're going to take a moment with a few minutes of music. Please enjoy Even Me.
do is just say, Lord, Lord, make me righteous. Cleanse me, Lord. Fix me, Lord. Purge me, Lord. Make me right for this. Bless me, Lord. I need your favor, Lord. Fix me, Lord. Fix me so I can walk in your blessing.
We are back live with Man in the Mirror, your host Hezekiah Montgomery, and co-host Nichelle Johnson. If you're not on the line, if you know someone, you can call in at 917-889-2271 or log into www.blogtalkradio.com/man-in-the-mirror. It is our New Year's show, Nichelle. We are about to come in. In less than, you know, almost 48 hours, we will be into 2018 with our families and friends and everybody else. We are going into a new year, and we recently were talking about some of our guests that we've had on this year. We've had quite a few, and I just thank the Lord for those guests that we have had on, because again, they've told us their stories. You know, that's what we've been talking about. You know, Nichelle was reminiscing, I was reminiscing. We had a pastor who came on in the beginning from Greater St. John Baptist Church. He came on and told his story. We've had actually another pastor, you know, who talked, you know, Pastor McCraw, who teach, you know, he preaches in a non-traditional way, but he gets the word across. So, you know, everybody has a method. Everybody has a way of working to get the message to the people. And that's what God wants us to do. And I'm always saying, sometimes by any means necessary, because everything can't be, you know, and we did a show before, Jesus meets you where you are. We're not always where we want to be. You know, when Jesus comes in our lives, you know, he's not the type. Some people say, well, I'm not going over there. Well, I'm not going to go over there. But Jesus meets us where we're at. And I remember that show because that's what he did. He, you know, Jesus meets you where. So wherever they're at, if they're homeless, we have people that went out to take care of the homeless. If they, you know, if they're in prison, we have people that, you know, minister to the prisoners. If they're, you know, if they're hungry, I mean, he fed the 5,000. So if Jesus was our greatest example of how we should treat mankind, how we should treat each other. So again, you know, when this, as we're finishing up this year, these are things that we can think about, because we have some great examples right here on Man in the Mirror. And as Nichelle mentioned, they're on demand. You can listen to the shows over and over and over again, because many times when we listen to things, we don't always get, we may not get that point at that moment. But what happens if you listen to it again? You may pick up something else, and that's one thing I've learned about the show. Many times I go listen to them and say, "Oh, okay, I didn't remember that." You know, because I'm, you know, as I'm working, you know, when you're working, you're listening. I'm more involved in a different way. But if I, you know, sit back and listen to myself to the show, then I can say, oh, it did. Okay, that was a good point. And, you know, so, again, I just appreciate all, you know, I may bring, you know, put a little video up by next week. I appreciate all the guests that we've had on this year. And, you know, especially our Perpetual Praise Fridays, when people come on and just tell us. Perpetual Praise Friday was something the Lord gave us, just to have a praise time where people come on and just tell us about how good the Lord has been good to them. Because, Pastor, you know, as we were having, you know, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. And if he was to hear our praise. And when we praise, we make the devil mad, because the devil don't want us to praise God. David said in Psalms 34:1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continually on my lips. So when you're continually showing praise,
that's not what the devil wants. He, when things happen to us, bill collectors calling every day, on hour, when the kids are acting funny, when the money is funny, when things are falling apart in your home, can you give God praise about that? New Year's coming in. Are you ready? You may not be ready, but still, can you give God praise about that? Are you ready for what? You should be expecting a blessing in 2018, because guess what? It's going to be a year of expectance. You're expecting God to be a man of his word, a God of his word, because, we break our promises. But if God promises something, we know it's going to happen. We know it's going to happen. Now, us, we some funny people. Michelle, we some funny people. Mm-hmm. When we make a promise, we try our best to keep it. But if some kind of circumstance come along, you just better thank God that God is not a God of circumstances. Well, Brother Hezekiah, I can't do it right now because, my money kind of funny. But that's how we are. But I'm just thanking God, God for the man in the mirror. I thank him for this show. We've been on the air, over 3 years now, and pretty soon we'll be having a celebration for our 200th episode, because God is still going to be in the blessing business. Show's been here, hasn't been. We haven't stopped it. Regardless of if it's just Michelle or not, we continue the show. Because, with two or more gathered in his name, the word says, there he will be. So we have to do it in his name. And that makes everything even easier because, we're being obedient unto the word of God. When you're obedient, there's nothing other no one else can say, because you're being obedient unto the word of God. But I will say, we will have the show next week. I'm giving this information out now because I actually put the show for 90 minutes, but we're only going to be in here for an hour. But we have a wonderful lady that's going to be on with us next week. We'll have a live interview for with Minister Diane Harris. This lady has a story to tell us, and she's going to come on and tell us her story. But, we want you guys to come on and hear it. I'm going to give you a couple sentences, just an overview of, Minister Diane Harris. She was reared in a devout Christian household with two parents who served as ordained ministers. Minister Harris knew of the Lord at a very young age. Each Sunday was spent in church from the morning service until evening service. During early adulthood, Diane strayed from the foundation where she was raised. However, she never parted. The Lord has seen her through many trials and tribulations, from heavy drinking and a near-death experience as a result of childbirth complications to single motherhood. So, again, we never know what people go through. But be for sure that you will get the 411 on Minister Diane Harris next week, which will be the 5th of January 2018. She is starting our show off with a big bang, Michelle. Minister Diane Harris will be here. She will be starting the show off, so, starting the year off of 2018, and we want you guys to tell others. We're going to be telling others. It's on the internet right now, because the earlier I do the shows, the earlier everything gets on. So, if you look up Man in the Mirror, if you look up Hezekiah L. Montgomery, all our shows are there. We have over 150 shows so far and moving, so I'm just truly excited. But I'm truly excited because this woman is truly a woman of God. She has a story. Just like, we never know, And she was a PK. PKs, go through. PKs are people, too. They should come up with a slogan like that. PKs are people, too. Preachers, kids. But, again, we all have a story And this year is going to be coming with a bang. You know, we want you guys to be in church on New Year's Eve. As New Year is coming in, be there with your family. Be there with your family. Any questions or comments, Michelle?
I just wanted to say, well, actually, I'm going to backtrack because I did want to mention one of the other guests that really had an awesome story as well. But in that, I wanted to mention some of the things that are coming up and some of the things that we can get involved in. And we talked about some of them, like personally that we can do, which is, you know, praying over our children, giving our testimony to help people, things like that. But we had another young lady on, Naomi B.
Naomi B.
She had a testimony, period. But one of the things that she was doing at the time is she had put out a video about sex trafficking, which is something that's really huge right now. If you don't believe it, if you just take notice of all the young ladies and some young men who, and when I'm saying young, I mean like teenagers, young teenagers, 12, 11, and up. If you take notice of how many in our local area who have just gone missing and there's been no trace of them, their bodies haven't been found. And I know that sounds morbid, but, you know, people may be thinking like, well, they may have been, you know, actually killed, but their bodies had never been found. They've never been found. Some of them may actually be victims of sex trafficking or what we call human trafficking, which is basically taking young people, young women, young men, and selling them off for people for sex. And that's a difficult, you know, conversation to have, especially with your young person when you may want to talk to them about it in order to help them remain a little safer in their going and coming. But that is something that definitely needed a light shined on it, and she created this video. And the video is part of a whole campaign that her and some others were developing basically to shed more light on this issue. And we also have other former guests who are involved in issues like this, like S. Monique Smith, who's a real-life grown missing person. She does not know where she came from. She was a child who was stolen. But then, you know, and some of them may have been stolen, but some of them may have been used for sex trafficking or human trafficking as well. And so this is like a really big issue, and it's something that, you know, we can definitely put our efforts towards or shed more light on in this coming year, because you could still walk down a street and just randomly poll people on, do you know about human trafficking? Half of them may say yes, half of them may say no, and a lot of people are seriously dumbfounded when I ask them questions like, do you know that local children here in Baltimore and D.C. and Virginia area are being sex trafficked? And they're like, what? You know, they're looking at it as an issue far away, or a lot of people look at it as a foreign issue.
Right.
But it is a local issue. They actually have sex trafficking rings who are set up to try to fool your children into meeting who they think is either another young child or whatever, you know, offline. They get to them online and they try to meet them offline, and for the sole purpose of snatching them and taking them before you even, you know, may know what is even going on. So this is a big issue. And this is an issue that we really need to shed more light on, you know, in the coming future. So I would definitely like to be a part. Like, I think that's maybe something we can do. Me and Hezekiah have been talking back and forth about doing a panel. And I think that's one of, you know, one of the things that that would be excellent to do a panel on to shed a little light on that. And also, yes, and also just getting involved in your community. There are so many different community activities and things that are going on where you can just get involved. And these are things you can do as you're going through this next year. We have to do our personal things, our things like Hezekiah was mentioning earlier about, you know, maybe more fasting, praying, and just getting to know God a little more. That's in all of our Christian walk. That's something that we need to do definitely, and we always need to keep up. We need to do that. And so, yes, definitely we need to do that, but a lot of times people in the community need to see you. They need to hear those testimonies. They need to see you working in the community, and then they may feel even more comfortable, you know, coming to your church or allowing you to speak to them or you know, give the word to them. So these are relationships and things that we have to do in the community, and they are very important for the growth of the body of Christ at large. So that's what we're supposed to be about, and that's what we're supposed to be doing in the earth. That's why we're, you know, going about in the earth to do that sort of work. But it can be just something simple as getting involved in your local community centers or things like that. And one of the things, and I really would love to have this young lady on as a guest in the coming future, but we'll see how that works out. But there's a young lady, Erica Bridgeford, and she's actually one of the ones who started the Baltimore ceasefire, which is something that you can get involved in locally as well. And so I think that's beautiful. So they actually have a ceasefire coming up February 2nd through the 4th, I believe it is. And I want to mention that when we get a little closer to it. But I think that's something awesome, too, just to be involved in, because we were talking earlier about these 300-plus deaths that we have had in the city, and a lot of them have been our youth. So, you know, we really need to get out there. We need to show a united front. We need to be praying over the community. We need to be talking to the community. We need to be sharing with the community. And we just need to be involved. So if you want to have a resolution, because I always laugh at resolutions, but if you want to have a resolution for the upcoming year, you know, honestly, I say it's for you to get closer to God and get more involved within your community. And that's
Amen.
All. I'm going to let you end the show out without me talking anymore, but that's one of the things that I wanted to bring up. We need to be just more involved.
Yes, we need to be more involved. And also, I like what you said about resolutions, because we all start off, I don't even do resolutions anymore. You know, I just thank the Lord that I can see another year. I thank the Lord for letting me cross over from 2017 to 2018, because guess what? We have to live this life daily. Trying to do a resolution, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. If you open up your Bible, you know, which is your map to where we basic instructions with that, but they say basic instructions, you know, of how to live life. If you open up your Bible, read it daily, and that goes for me too, and just try to live the way that Christ wants us to live, then we don't have to worry about resolutions. Because guess what? Though, you know, if we're living our life the way God wants us to live it, then we're doing the who. Don't think about what other people, because other people, you know, they have their definition of how we should live as Christians. But if we're living our life according to the Word of God, then we're doing exactly what we're supposed to do. That's it, you know. I think it's basic instructions before leaving the earth or something like that, the Bible, you know, basic instructions before
leaving Earth. So those mm-hmm. are basic instructions, how to live before we depart from here. And, you know, Nichelle mentioned those, you know, over 300 deaths. There's nothing but the devil. And we, again, this year, we should be all more praying and fasting more. Again, some of us can, you know, won't hurt us losing a little few pounds, but don't lose too much. But we won't hurt losing a few pounds. We need to be praying and fasting and getting ready for 2018, you know, because we're going to need it. We're definitely going to need it because 2018 is only around the corner. And so we definitely be ready and prepared as the year goes in. And I thank Nichelle for bringing that up, because each year has to be something that we do new. Each year we have to do something new to make sure that, hey, we're ready for what's coming next. If you just called in, you can call in at 917-889-2271, or as we get ready to go off, the shows will be on demand. You have a few minutes if you want to say something. They will be on demand. The show will be ready within the next 10-15 minutes. You can listen to it, pass it around, and just tell others that, hey, you know, Man in the Mirror was on tonight. This was a good show. We talked about some of our old guests. We talked about some, you know, we have a new guest coming on next week, Minister Diane Harris, who's going to tell us her story. And we're just excited. We're excited. This was our New Year show. We're excited for 2018 coming in, because we want God to know that we are ready. Man in the Mirror is ready for 2018. And as we're winding down, I'd like to thank all of you who have called in, who have shared different stories and testimonies. You know, even if you didn't get a chance, go on to our event page. You can tell us something, and we'll, you know, air it on the next show. That'll be something that we can do. You can go on, you know, if you have some questions for us, go on to the event page. Go on to the Man in the Mirror page. You can go on to my office page, Montgomery, and just go on there, you know, see, peruse the page, like it, you know, tell us what you think about Man in the Mirror, because, you know, we are here for you guys. We want you guys to be ready, to be looking forward to 2018. You know, Nichelle I give you another chance, you know, before we end today's show. Nichelle, any closing remarks?
I thought I was done, but I can give you the scripture that I was looking on, because it's actually one of my favorite scriptures, and it looks forward to the future. It's Jeremiah 29:11.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, "For I know the plans."
Yeah, I like that one too.
My favorite scripture. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." So God has our future in mind. He knows what he has planned for us. So if you want to be in the best possible position for next year, pray to him for understanding, knowledge, and guidance on which way for you to move and go throughout 2018. And I'm done for real, listen.
Amen, amen, amen. And I'm not even, as Pastor always say, when someone says something like that, I have nothing else to say. But, you know, we will see you guys in 2018, and be ready for our upcoming guest, Minister Diane Harris, as she tells her story of how she is a real person with a real story, and how she is a real overcomer. This is Hezekiah L. Montgomery signing off, and as always, we'll see you at the
Overcomer.